Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF-2573. Welcome, welcome everyone to Slumber Party today. We're here every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Thank you so much for joining us. As usual, we have some music lined up and a topic for maybe halfway into the episode, so stay tuned for that. We just came from a nice little game night at the station where we had so many different game consoles. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Our music
PS5,
coordinator.
PS5, PS4, Xbox yeah. 360, Switch, Wii.
Holy, like, our music coordinator, Connor, brought all of the various games, consoles, and holy, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It was so fun. I'm sweating. Yeah. We played Just Dance.
Oh, Just Dance
Kirby,
was good.
Like, oh my god.
So many Street Fighter games. Apparently, I'm just bad at every Street Fighter game.
She's pressing all six buttons at once.
Yeah, like, I'm that person who just, like, meshes every button, hopes for the best, and of course I lose every time. So
wasn't the strongest in that one.
Yeah, don't recommend that. But okay. Killed Mario Kart, though. Killed Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is something that we do for the station. So also, since we are campus community radio, if you would like to join in one of our nights, feel free to pop into our Discord. You can check out on the website and stay tuned for events like game night, for example. And we just have free food, free games, mm-hmm. good company.
That's awesome. Best day ever.
Best day ever. So we'll be starting off with some music, as usual. And this first one, I see it's I Like It Like That.
By
the artist Fuckers. I'm sorry, I don't even know, I'm not sure if that's even how you say it, but we are going to their concert, woohoo, in 2 days, so.
It's April 9th at the Commodore, so we're so excited.
Hope you like it.
I like it like that, 'cause I like it. like. Come, I have to keep you close. Throw it back, grind it right. Arch back, hands up high. I'm about to get loose tonight.
Thank you. greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
I'm DJ Gogo.
Yeah. We just played a lot of hard techno / EDM music for you there.
Yeah.
We were getting into it.
I think the episode was going to be something on more of the, you know, chill end. And then got a burst of energy, and now we're just going to go into a song I think everyone will like.
But before that, we do need to talk about the songs we just played. Just so you know, that last song was XOBXO1 by Fia, the Ruthless remix featuring 6X. That was good. Before that was Body Is a Lot by Nick Leon, Shy Girl, and 6X. That was a really good song. We were dancing it up in the station, and then before that was Getaway by FCUKERS. Again, they're coming to the Commodore April 9th. We're hyped for the concert, and yeah, I thought we needed to do a bit of talking right now just because we need to prepare you, the listener, for this transition.
Just before the transition, though, for the FCUKERS, I don't know how to pronounce their
I think it's exactly what you said earlier.
I did say it, but I guess that is their name. I was thinking that for them, it feels like if Men I Trust, the band, was club music, in my opinion.
I kind of see it. It's a bit of a stretch, but I kind of see what you're saying.
Because I think it's just the main vocalist sounds like Emma from Men I Trust, so it sounds like that, but then you put club music on it. That's just how I've been feeling about it.
Okay. I mean, they're both good. They're both good.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so we are going to, oh my gosh, can't even like talk right now because I'm
out of breath. Yeah, right now. We were dancing too much.
Basically, what's going to happen is we're going to play Pony by Genuine. And if you are a longtime listener of ours, you might know that Pony is a favorite of DJ Coco's.
Oh, special song.
A special, special song. Played it on her birthday. Yes, so we're gonna play it. We're gonna try doing the worm.
No, the dolphin dive.
Oh, the dolphin.
It's called the dolphin dive.
Sorry, I thought it was the worm.
That's what I thought too. I searched up on YouTube Magic Mike the worm, but apparently it's Magic Mike the dolphin dive. So we're gonna be practicing that for the next little while we play this. And then later on we'll be talking about something completely unrelated.
We're gonna be talking about ego.
Yeah.
And suffering. But for now, we are going to be
hyping you up,
doing dolphin dives. So
we'll calm down later.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, it's already halfway played.
I think someone's already into this. Yeah.
Okay, here's Pony by Genuine.
Hope you enjoy, because we will too.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy. This is just like the intro.
Intro music video.
Yep.
Okay, I'll get my dance shoes on.
See you after.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star.
That last one you just heard was called Pony by Genuine. Very
classic.
Very special classic. We are also sweating.
Yeah, we were going crazy. Grinding over everything there is.
Wait a minute. Scratch that off air. We were learning the dolphin dive thing.
Yeah, just sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so exhausted. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Anyway,
back to our professional programming. Voices and demeanor and topic. There we go. So our topic for today, it is quite a shift, but we could try to connect it to Pony later at the end, but
really
we could see.
Okay.
We could see. I'm gonna see if we can connect it somehow, but
I think we can actually.
Yeah, so our topic is just like general ideas from new wave spirituality, or at least this more contemporary version of spirituality that seems to have been pretty popular in like the past 10 years. I don't know how much you listeners know about this kind of new wave of spirituality, but one of the big names in it is Eckhart Tolle. And I'm reading this book right now called, oh my gosh, sorry, I'm out of breath. Like, seriously,
we did
from
not
dancing.
Even give ourselves a break after.
No, from Pony straight to this. But anyways, he wrote this book called A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And a lot of the inspiration is from Buddhism and Hinduism, but he's kind of pushing like self-improvement, and we can discuss later whether that kind of idea is useful or if it could be, you know, kind of counterproductive. But
yeah, I think there's a certain degree of self-improvement until it kind of goes the other way at that point.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, last week's topic, if you missed it, we were talking about the cosmic insignificance theory, and it's a bit more of a nihilistic philosophy. But this week's topic talks more about how changing the internal structure of the mind can change your perception rather than just changing your perception first. But it's still kind of in the same vein of giving less importance to certain things in your life so that you suffer less. Sorry, you can definitely hear people in the background playing video games, but they're going crazy, and I commend them for that. So, yeah, a lot of inspiration from Buddhism, Hinduism, the New Thought movement, which that is a movement I haven't heard about, but it endorses the idea that thought shapes reality, and it's really heavily built on this. Also, New Wave spirituality is associated with manifestation, which I think most of us have heard about by now, but it hasn't been proven scientifically. It does have some psychological benefits, though. Could lead to a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I think it is hard for science to prove manifestation. Yeah. You know, like, I don't think there's any, you know, randomized control trial that can be like, hey, this person manifests to be the smartest person in their community. I don't know, something like that.
I mean, there could be a trial, though. Like, this group of people manifest money for like a year. If it's a longitudinal study, they could track it, perhaps.
That'd be pretty hard to make people think about money every day. But yeah, there could be something that maybe unethically could work.
Like journaling, like, I'm rich.
True.
That's what they do, I think. At least that's part of it.
Because I actually do know with this that subliminals, when they have certain messages within, for example, music that you can listen to, and it's like in the background, it's like, oh, I am beautiful. Beautiful. And you can't hear it, but you listen to it every day. They found that stuff like that is not beneficial in any sense or significant. That's all I know, and that's from a marketing perspective, because they did it in grocery stores of being like, oh, people, buy more stuff. And it didn't work.
Questioning ethics.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little unethical, but it didn't work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that is something that is going off a little off topic, but it might work. You know, you never know.
Yeah, I think it varies person to person how heavily you believe in it. And I think once you have a strong enough belief in anything, that it can come true, at least in your eyes or in your perception.
Yeah, because honestly, everything's up to your perception in everything. In this book, I didn't read it, but I've read a little bit online about it, and pretty much it seems like it just, the message of the book is to encourage readers to change how they think, and with this shift in consciousness from a lot of ego-driven behaviors, which sounds a lot like you said, like from Buddhism and Hinduism, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm. And just for a definition of ego, because I think a lot of different streams of philosophy and spirituality define it differently, but we're working with the definition that ego is identification with thoughts, behaviors, and your mind, and consequently separation or repression of these thoughts, behaviors, or also other people's behaviors. So there's a lot of like separation from other people's behaviors by like having a sense of superiority.